USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Much of the U.S. Gulf Coast is preparing not for one tropical storm or possible hurricane, but two storms that could both hit early this upcoming week. Colin Arnold is the New Orleans Emergency Preparedness Director.
We're still preparing to have impacts from two potential tropical storms, potentially two Category 1 hurricanes.
Tropical Storm Marco could hit the Gulf Coast Tuesday and Tropical Storm Laura on Wednesday. Officials say residents should complete their preparations by the end of today. The House voting to provide $25 billion in funding for the Postal Service. Yesterday, 26 Republicans joined all Democrats to pass the bill. It comes after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made drastic cost-cutting changes. The president's promising he'll veto the measure if it reaches his desk, which it probably won't because the Senate says it won't take up the bill. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Wildfires forcing nearly 125,000 Californians out of their homes as the hundreds of blazes in the state have burned nearly 1 million acres. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts it into some perspective.
We have wildfires burning that are burning the lay of the land the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Some 12,000 lightning strikes are blamed for igniting most of the 600 or so new fires since last weekend, especially in Northern California. A Russian opposition leader suspected of being poisoned is now being treated in a German hospital. Alexei Navalny was flown out of Russia on Saturday morning when Russian officials finally allowed him to be released, and he's now reportedly in stable condition. He's been a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and fell into a coma after becoming ill during a flight from Moscow to Siberia last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a report that Defense Secretary Mark Esper's cost-cutting review of the Defense Department has led to a proposed huge $2.2 billion cut in military health care. Politico says some defense officials say such a reduction could gut the Pentagon's health care system, and during a nationwide pandemic, it quotes two unnamed senior defense officials as saying that the ongoing budget review has been rushed and driven by an arbitrary cost savings goal. And they say the cuts would imperil the health care for millions of military personnel and their families, especially as the nation is grappling with COVID-19. Esper and his deputies have argued that America's private health care system could pick up the slack. It's not Memorial Day weekend, but the Indianapolis 500 has finally arrived. There will be no fans in attendance to watch Marco Andretti sit at the pole later today for the 104th edition of the famous race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And if you're already among the many shaking their heads at some of what 2020 has brought us, you can add this to the list. NASA says an asteroid is expected to pass very close by the Earth on the day before Election Day in November. They say the space rock's just about 6 feet in diameter, and if it were to enter the atmosphere, it would likely break up. And NASA says the chance of any impact is actually less than 0.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.